From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities say he thought he was working with Al-Qaeda, but he was actually the subject of a lengthy FBI undercover operation. And security consultant Robert Strang says the FBI acted properly by providing an inoperable gun and a useless explosive vest to the man's alleged plot to carry out a suicide bomb attack at the nation's capital.
Once the government identifies them, it's up to the government to be able to pursue that. How far are they willing to go? What will they do? And this sounds to me like a classic textbook case where the FBI step by step buttoned up the case and walked him right through to the very end.
The suspect is a 29-year-old Moroccan man. He faces a bail hearing next week. FBI officials say a job dispute led to Thursday's shootings at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in Long Beach, California. NPR's Mandalito Barco says more details are emerging about what happened.
The FBI described the shooting as a case of workplace violence involving two federal immigration agents, and they named names. Ezekiel Garcia, a 45-year-old supervisory special agent, shot and wounded the deputy special agent in charge of the Los Angeles office, Kevin Kozak. A third agent then killed Garcia on the scene, and Kozak remains in stable condition with 6 gunshot wounds. Investigators say Kozak had been counseling Garcia on his performance. The Associated Press is reporting that Kozak denied an internal transfer request by Garcia, who then opened fire. Mandalí del Barco, NPR News.
7 states in the District of Columbia recognize same-sex marriages, and Maryland now appears to be on track to join them. From member station WYPR, Joel McCord reports that Maryland's governor is promising to sign a gay marriage bill that's passed one hurdle.
The bill passed with 71 votes after more than 2 hours of debate. Maggie McIntosh, an openly gay member, told of helping constituents adopt a son after they had been turned away because they are lesbians. She later learned their son wanted to enter her in a local hero contest. McIntosh said she wasn't the hero, the mothers were.
How can you look at those two women, their son, and say to them, they're not a family, they're not equal, they don't deserve to marry, they're less than?
The bill goes to the Senate, where passage is expected. Opponents want to put the bill on the ballot in November. For NPR News, I'm Joel McCord in Annapolis.
In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie has vetoed a similar gay marriage bill, saying he prefers the issue be decided by voters. He's also proposing to create an ombudsman to oversee compliance with the state's civil union law. The death toll from a suicide attack in Pakistan is rising. Officials now say at least 32 people are dead and dozens more injured when a motorcyclist detonated explosives in a town near the Afghan border. This is NPR News. The Canadian government has moved to close a legal loophole that could have affected hundreds of gay marriages around the world. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government faced a backlash when gay activists and critics accused it of trying to reopen same-sex marriage debate.
The issue was sparked by a divorce case involving a gay couple who live in different countries. The Canadian government says even though the couple was married in Canada, they couldn't be considered legally married because it wasn't recognized in their home countries of the U.S. and Britain. Hundreds of gay and lesbian couples flocked to Canada over the past few years where they were legally allowed to marry. But while Canada's marriage laws do not have a residency requirement, divorce laws do. That means those who cannot marry in their home countries can marry in Canada, but run the risk of not having the legal means to divorce. The amendment proposed would allow a court in the province where the marriage was performed to grant a divorce if there was a breakdown of the marriage and the couple had lived separate and apart for at least a year before asking for a divorce. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Japan's 78-year-old emperor has undergone heart bypass surgery. A palace official says Akihito was scheduled for the surgery after tests last weekend showed his heart condition had worsened from a year ago. Friends and family members will gather today at the church in New Jersey where a young Whitney Houston sang in the choir. Houston died last weekend. The funeral service is being held at Newark's New Hope Baptist Church. At last night's NAACP Image Awards, top acting honors went to Viola Davis, and the supporting actor's prize went to Octavia Spencer for their roles in the movie Help, which won for Outstanding Motion Picture. The Help chronicles the experiences of black maids who speak out against their white employers during the civil rights movement. All three up for Academy Awards next week. This is NPR News.